I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm one of 11 children, all the same marriage, and come from a long line of ministers and teachers in the family. But one of the most defining times in my life was in the seventh grade. I hated the seventh grade. Seriously, in seventh grade, when my dad had lost his job, we had to move, and I end up at a new school. And one of the first days of walking down the hall, somebody cold-cocked me for no reason. And only because I was new, I guess. And when I came to, I was just, people were walking over me, and I was like, this is really going to be wonderful. But there was a group of kids in this school that were very, they were terrorizing the school. And the one boy was in eighth grade, probably about 8 feet tall. The Jer was the kid that was the leader of these bullies. And Jer, he would do it like this. He'd go, I'm the Jer, like that. But he was really big. And going to chorus, I would go to chorus late because Jer and Tom and Jerry. But we couldn't make that joke because you would die. Jerry one time had grabbed this kid, and this is a really defining moment for me, and it wasn't far from the office. He grabbed him, pulled him into the bathroom, and he said, give me your money. And I could just, you know, because the one time I did go to the bathroom, which I never went to the bathroom in junior high after that, Tom and Jerry were smoking pot in there. And they had a broomstick, and this was early when I first got there. And while I was in there, they had broken it in half. And I was like, Lord, please, 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 let me go fast. And I went fast. And as I was leaving, the stick just missed my head, or one half the stick. That's why I didn't go to the bathroom anymore. But they had grabbed this kid and pulled him into the bathroom, and I could hear the kid screaming. So I turned around and ran down to the office, and the vice principal was sitting there, and he was socializing with the counselor. And I said, quick, quick, somebody's getting mugged in the bathroom, hurry. And the vice principal goes, oh, brother, I got it last time, it's your turn. And neither one of them jumped into action. And I remember at that moment, I thought, that will never happen when I'm teaching.